kind of a weird conversation to get into here on 99.7 DJX. When have you been trapped without toilet paper available?
You've got a lot of waddlers, fellow waddlers, that are rolling in on the text line with support like they would have done the same thing as you, Ben. Not ask, wait for them to leave, waddle and hop into the other stall.
Yeah, I mean, that's what any rational person would do.
That is the riskiest decision.
I know,
because
Kelly,
someone else could walk in right at the wrong moment.
I live and die by risk. That is one thing that seems to find me.
Well, that gamble worked out for you this time, sir.
Tanya said, I had to use the gas station bathroom off the interstate one time. Lock barely worked. Hand dryer screamed like a jet engine and no TP.
Oh, no.
Sacrificed my undies that day.
Oh, no. Yeah, you don't have, like, a stallmate you can ask at that moment.
Can't do that.
Tom said it was crashing at a friend's house after a Super Bowl party. Everyone was asleep. The bathroom was down the hall, and in the middle of the night, I had to decide if socks were a renewable resource.
Oh, no! Especially when you're at someone else's house, you don't know where they keep anything.
Well, yeah, and you don't want to risk anybody waking up.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
Oh, Janice, I will never use a porta potty again.
Oh, no.
After waiting for 10 minutes and then the person who exited before I walked in didn't warn me of the no toilet paper.
My gosh.
I still haven't recovered.
You know what?
That is why you always need to bring a little packet of Kleenexes or something.
Yes, you need something.
Just in case.
But yes, if you're ever using a porta potty and you are leaving and there is no, you've got to warn the next person.
Yeah.
Like That is an unwritten rule that you've got to do.
When I first moved here, my very first experience with the Derby, we had to broadcast in the infield the entire day. I was there at 9 in the morning, and we had to be there till like 6 p.m. Yep. I didn't eat or drink all day just so that I didn't have to use the porta potty.
Right, right.
I was that adamant against it.
Oh, my gosh, Jasmine, I was on a first date.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Trapped in a restroom stall at the restaurant. I considered texting my date emergency. Please bring napkins.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Instead, I had to do the awkward scoot to another stall and thankfully found some.
No.
He did ask if everything was all right because I was in there for probably 15 minutes.
She did the waddle, too.
Yeah, see, that happens.
Oh.
It happens.
Oh, wow. Randy, walk of shame through a hotel lobby. What? Stopped in the bathroom to freshen up and realized the only option were those brown paper towels that feel like exfoliation with consequences. At that point, I didn't care, though.
Randy actually said I was doing the walk of shame through a hotel
lobby.
Because, yeah, you don't want to use the room to do your business like that. You got to do it in the lobby restroom.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
Well, hey, thank you for the stories on that. Oh. Hang on. We got one more. Hannah said, I was at my cousin's house during the holidays. Apparently, the spare bathroom hadn't been used since 2009.
Oh, no.
And apparently, neither had the toilet paper because there was none.
No, they didn't stock it.
If that weren't enough, they didn't tell me that the toilet didn't flush. She says, that was the worst day of my life, and I still randomly have nightmares about it.
Oh,
that was the worst day of my life. Okay.
I'm surprised no one has come in with the story of using a hand towel. No one has said that one.
We just got a text from someone who said, I did a handstand and used the hand dryer.
What in the world?
That is bold.
Rachel, that is next level.
Oh, shoot, I love
it. That is next level.
I love it. All right, hey, thank you for the stories on that.